In the first time we were talking about the Tabitha Tosh. He comes close to the Chesem and Aleph after bombing Rashi's shot. Comes to Benetam and says in the first of Benetam, Kula Shmais and Ayel Inya Kuf Sloim, Shab Tavei Labal. So everything is back in the front of Benetam, that the whole issue of Motzi Shemra is really the next stage in the desire. The husband already claimed that the wife wasn't a Basula, and the father's already proven that that's not the case. How did he prove that that's not the case? We have to see how exactly did he mess up with the Baal Ted. So now the father's sitting around, he's being Tavei from the husband, 100 Shkolim. So at first glance, the fact that the father's being Tavei 100 Shkolim, that's pure Dinim Ominous. That's exactly what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir says, what do you need? What do you need 23 Dayom for? That's pure Dinim Ominous, which should be good enough for three. So what did the Chacham say? The Chacham says and continues, that the Choshishim Lalaz, this is Ula's trap, that we're afraid of the following, Hanu Laz HaDayonim, that we're afraid that the Dayonim may end up looking very bad, right? So first, the husband brought Aid and that the wife was Mazana. And then the Aidim got knocked out by HaKosha, see a little bit later what that means. So the husband became Chad to pay $100 shekel. So the Rabbanin Tzavi Boich of Gimel, the Chavu Shreino, you still need 23 day on him, the Eid of Gimel, Chashid and Shem Achar Kechivo, Eidim Shezinsa. Because maybe you know the first set of Eidim will take a blow out of the box, but maybe the Baal will be able to find the second set of Eidim that will be successful. And at that point, if the husband really brings the second set of Eidim, so then it's going to turn back into Dina Nefashis, because he tells you, Mechai, the woman, Misha, Yitzhak, Lalosi, Barachav Gimel. So then you're going to have to go back to 23 again. So the Chacham didn't want to set up a situation where you're starting an entire with 3, where there's a potential that you may end up at 23. Because the Osilotzi Lazal are showing him, because people are going to start to make fun of the first group that they own him. Lomo Shal Ofishal Yadu Ladun Hosifu Aleyen. Because people aren't going to realize this, that the reason why we went from 3 to 23 was because the entire switch from Dina Mamnus to Dina Fashas. People are going to think, because the first three guys didn't know how to learn. So to prevent this potential with Zilzal HaDayonim, to have them say, from day one, you have to start out with 23 of the other. Even though right now you're being done purely on the Mamanus. But now, positive news, with Dr. Chushu, the only case where this is true, that the Chabim were afraid of Laz, that's only with Fuchshu. Of Huzmu, Sula, Hashim, Masai, Bechamina. But the original set of Eidim, Eidim, Zomim, so then there's no reason to believe that there are going to be any more Eidim. The Muchamil, so the Shafir, Mahadra, Baal. So then you can tell that the Baal stopped playing games. If he brings an Eidim, the Eidim gets so destroyed that there's going to be Eidim Zomim, so then there's nothing more to be Chashish for. So yes, according to Rabbi Natan, the setup is like this, that something went wrong with the Eidei HaBaal, and again, I'm not sure what the details were exactly, something went wrong with the Eidei HaBaal. So right now, it's the father who's just suing for the 100 shekelim. So it should be Piyodini Mamanis, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Come to Chum and say no. But even though right now it's Piyodini Mamanis, since there's a potential that the husband may taka bring another set of Eidim, so whenever that fear of the husband bringing another set of Eidim exists, so Mishum Laz of the Dayanim, therefore you have to insist on 23 right now. That was in the Kudus of Machoikis between Rabbi Meir and the Rabban. So this is Ulus traveling by. And what about Rabba? So Rabba says, no, Rabba says it wasn't an issue of Kosher and Laz. Rabba says it's an issue of Fodor Shereshonim. So what does that mean? So the Gemara continues. What that means is that the husband brought Eidim, and the Eidim ended up getting blown away. Now the father turns around and says, okay, I'm going to be Dan Dini Mamanis, and I'm also going to be Dan Dini Nefashas. What do you mean Dini Nefashas? I'm going to be Mazim. I just put Eidim or Mazim, the original Eidim HaBaal. So in the Chanavi, if the father really has Eidim or Mazim in, and they're ready to be done, then everybody agrees you have to use 23. So what happened? The father starts off saying that, yeah, I want to be done to kill those Eidim. I don't want to get the money from the husband. I want everything. And then that little dvarim doesn't work out properly, that the Dayanim go on vacation. Tells us, well, it's very strange to go to Egbar Rufa, a lot of very strange places. They skip down for a couple of minutes. And now the father realizes, you know what, I'm never going to get the entire Dini Nefashas. Let me at least get my money out of the husband. So right now it's real Dini Mamanis. So the Chum said, no, since you started out demanding 23, you have to stick to 23 also, because otherwise it's going to be a chashash of Tvarim Shorishon. That's the Shabbat time of Gemara according to Rabbi Natan. So yeah, we're going to focus now on the beginning of Father Rabbi Natan. But according to Rabbi Natan, what happens is as follows. that when the father is tithing that he wants 100 shkalim, so even though that's pure dinim mamonis, since we're afraid that there may be a case of dinim pashas, because maybe the husband will suffer more edim, so v'chiyai gavna, you require 23 to start with. That can be Rabbi Netam. So in order to really understand Rabbi Netam is saying,
this idea that the first edim of Rizun and the Baal loses all this credibility, that's a halacha thing, we're saying that the Metzias is we're not worried.
Yeah, just the Metzias.
Now, if someone does come there, we're very accepted.
How does the father try to get the moment in the end? No, he had Adim already who proved that the Adim were wrong. But whereas the father wanted the Lechatchila to be done, the Nefashas and the Mamonis, the Nefashas part never happened. He never got around to happening. So now he just wants to be done, the Mamonis can get away with.
But he still has Adim to be Moxie Mamonis.
Right, he still has Adim, right.
So then what went wrong?
Because the original 23 who was sitting on the case walked away. That's what Chesed said.
According to Ulas, when we start, the Chacham said we started with 23. So let's say nobody does come in and say, stays at the Mamonis case, so we do it with 23.
Yeah, because you're always afraid that maybe.
So we do the Mamonis case with 23.
But. We didn't say anything yet. I didn't say a word yet.
I'm just saying that the 8th Hazama was in the Kubo when the 20 died in the month. So how is the Av going to get rid of the Adam of the Baal in the basin of 3?
He could be Mazen as well. He could be Mazen in the basin of 3 because it's only like you have in the moment now. He won't be able to be killed based on that, right? But right now he's only being done in the moment.
Could be Mazen and the Fashas for all of the
Dinamomus. It's only relevant in the moment. Okay? Good. So let's try to analyze Rabbeinu Tam for a little bit. So the basic din of Motzi Shemra, before we answer Rabbeinu Tam, the din of Motzi Shemra means that the husband comes to Beis Din, he presents Adim, who say that the woman is not a Basila. So there are three different tracks that the father could take in order to be revato that Adim, so in order to set the din of Motzi Shemra into motion. So one is he could be mazing them. Number two, what's another way of being revato the Adim? Means when the second set of Adam come and say Iman Hayisem, when they attack the Etzem HaEdus and say you were with us in such and such a time in such a place, so you couldn't possibly have been Adam. That's called Hazama. Then there's another way that's called Hachosha. Hachosha means that two Adam come and say that Reuven killed Shimon on Monday, and two other Adam come and say no. We were together. We watched, and Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Reuven just punched Shimon in the face, and that was it. The machish, the edus. So that's case number two. That's track number two. There's a third way to be revival edus. What's that? Right. Look, kibna edus, edus and yafan. It means the edim themselves end up contradicting each other. So we spoke about this in the Rishis and Chakiris. Beis Din has to ask the edim all sorts of different questions. So sometimes if the edim contradict each other, even on tangential issues, that could be revolved to the Eidus. When it comes to the Mokum and the Zman, so even if the Eidim say, if one of them says, Eini Yodea, that's also revolved to the Eidus. That was sure earlier in the year. So sometimes you can have a situation where the Eidus becomes Batel, not because there's another set of Eidim won't be revolved to it, but the Eidus becomes Batel because the Eidim themselves mess themselves up. So we have to ask ourselves the following question. This scenario that the Torah lays out for us, the case of Motzi Shemra, that when the Baal brings Adim that the wife is Mazana, and then something goes wrong with the Adim, so the Torah says that the Baal has to pay 100 shkolim, that the Parashim of the Shemra kicks off, which scenario is the Torah talking about? Is it talking about case number one of Hazama? Is it talking about case number two of Hachosha? Or is it talking about case number three of Dito Ha'edus, of Lokim Regis and Yofa? Or maybe it's talking about all three of them, maybe it's talking about two out of the three. So let's start off. So, comes a bit of time and tells us the Gevaldik Yechidish. Anyone here learned Rashi and Chumash? Anyone here learned Rashi? Rashi, Bible. Rashi and Chumash, when he quotes the Dinim Motzi Shemra, how does he describe it? Who remembers?
He made prayer that she was.
What?
He says that they clarified that she.
Yeah, how do they clarify it? Al Yedei Hazama. That's the normal way, right? That's what everybody thought. Until until we opened up Sanhedrin and Daf Ches, we threw us in. The case of Moshe Shemra is Ayadei Hazara. Right? That's a little posh. That's what everybody thought. Comes a bit of time and tells us a tremendous Kiddush that not only is Moshe Shemra kicking in with Ayadei Hazara, but even Ayadei other types of Bittul Ha'edus. Either potentially Ayadei Hachashra or potentially Ayadei Bittul Ha'edus. Now, what's problematic about that statement? Just this, before we analyze it too much in terms of the Gemara, what's potentially mechudish about that?
He could still be telling the truth.
Oh, tazoy. I mean, there's a fundamental difference in halacha between edus that's misbat la ayedei hazama and edus that's misbat la ayedei either hachosha or ayedei lo kifrei yizim yotra. Edus that's misbat la ayedei hazama. So the Torah tells us that the Edom Zomimin are legamre wrong. It means we totally and completely believe the second set of Edom. The first set of Edom are absolute, completely, 100% liars. How do we know that that's true? How do we know that's the Pshat in Edom Zomimin? Because what do we do to the first set of Edom? Imamish killed them. I mean, we kill the first set of Edom. We have the general klal in halacha, you don't kill somebody based on the suffering, right? You don't kill you based on wrong. You don't kill based on suffering. So if the Torah says that that the first set of Eidim mamish can kill, so I mean the Torah is telling us a chiddush that you believe the second set of Eidim. Why do you believe the second set of Eidim? The Disney niggers, you know. Makes me feel at home. So why is it? What's the svara to say that you believe the second set of Eidim? Asizim lachash is on masas beochim. Let's see if it is part one. What's the svara to say that the second set of Edom of mamish absolutely tells the truth? The first set of Edom of mamish lying through their teeth. So it's machleik in the Gemara what the svara is. So one day the Gemara says the Taka doesn't make any sense. It's a chiddush gadol. It's a chiddush el chabal chidushai. Mamish doesn't make any sense. My son chazahari smar chahari. And other day the Gemara seems to disagree that it's not really such a tremendous chiddush. Why is it not such a big chiddush? Is there any svara to it? Is there any svar whatsoever? Josh, what's a possible svar? What's a possible svar for Edom Zomimin? You believe the second set of Edom over the first set of Edom?
Because they're not talking about the Edom, they're talking about the Edom themselves.
The second, the chiddush of Edom Zomimin is that the second set of Edom are not addressing the validity of the Maisa. The second set of Edom are saying, you know what, the Maisa may really have happened. You have no idea where the Maisa happened. We weren't there. Because we're made that you, Reuben and Shimon, were in Chicago at 2 o'clock on Tuesday, and you weren't in New York with a claim where you claimed that the murder took place. Was there a murder in New York at 2 o'clock? Maybe, and maybe no. Did Levi kill Yehuda? Maybe didn't. We have no idea. One thing we can say is that you were not present. So the Edus is not addressing the Maisa. Why is that important? Why is that take away from the Kiddush?
They're trying to get money back from the husband.
No, what's up? Go to the class, get him over. Not this crazy kid, class, get him over. Why is that critical? The fact that the second set of Edom are not addressing the Maisa, they're addressing the Bali Bin themselves. I just gave the answer away.
That's what they're saying, they're Shakarnas.
Because the second set of Edom are being made against the Bali Bin. What are the Bali Bin now? The original set of Edom. The original set of Edom can't be made on themselves. They can't defend themselves and say, no, we were in New York at 2 o'clock because ain't no the Neid Alatzmo. So the new Haggadah's Edus, that's a question now, the new issue that's in question is, were the original set of Edom in New York at 2 o'clock or not? So now it's not a trade anymore. It's not that you have two Edom to say that they were in New York, but two other Edom to say they're not in New York. You have two Edom who are saying they were not in New York, and you have nobody who's Kosher Lahayim to say that they were in New York because the original set of Edom who claimed that they were in New York, Absul Mahayim Alatzmo. So now, it's not a tray anymore, now it's a tray on nothing. So, according to some Rishonim, that's the svara for why Edom Zomimin works. Edom Zomimin is not just a zachidish piyama, unbelievable, zersa kosm, doesn't make any sense. No, the svara makes perfect sense, because kolzman, there's a chosha and a maisa, then you have a two and two, so you don't really know who's telling the truth. Whenever you don't have a chosha and a maisa, you have a chosha about the etzema Edom, since the Edom themselves can't be made. So mainly you have a two on nothing. So, no matter how you slice it, whether you hold that Edom Zomimin is a chiddush gadol, it doesn't make any sense, or whether you hold that Edom Zomimin is based on this svar that we're just suggesting, the bottom line is it's 1,000% the Beres Vadai, the second set of Edom, I believe, and then you have a scenario of Edom Zomimin. So, in the case of Edom Zomimin, I understand perfectly well how the Torah could set up the Chiyuv of Moshe Shemra. it comes to the din of the Eidim Zomim, Eidim Betoras, Chiddush of Betoras Svarim, it says that the Eidim HaBaal are totally blown out of the box. So now, we know, we caught the Baal red-handed. We caught the Baal lying through his teeth. He has no Eidim to support him. No Eidim B'chlal to support him. So the name is Chapter Behamishkol. Masha Enke, the other two scenarios of Bitl HaEidus, either Bitl HaEidus HaChosha, or Bitl HaYidei Lo Kivnu HaYusad Yofer, is highly questionable whether that even qualifies for the din of El Tishem to begin with. Why? In the case of a chavra, so two Eidim come and say that the woman was Mizana, and two other Eidim come and say, no, we were standing there, we watched her, and she wasn't Mizana. So the halacha is, obviously you can't kill the woman, it's a trey or trey, so you can't kill somebody based on a contradiction of Eidim. On the other hand, how can you turn around and be Machai of the Baal to pay a 100 shekel? It's polite one, because we really don't know what happened. Well, let's say in the third track of this Eidus, of Lo Kivnu Eidus and Yafa. So two Eidim walk into the Beis and start telling the whole story. So one Eid says, Reuven killed Shimon. He asked the boy to kill him, he said he killed him with a knife. The other Eid says, no, he killed him with a gun. Do we know for sure that the murder didn't take place? We really don't know. Maybe the Eidim was so nervous, they weren't paying careful attention. But let's say, Enya Debech Akiris. They ask him, what year in the Yovel cycle did the murder take place? So the guy doesn't know. He doesn't know what year in the Yovel cycle it is. So the din is Tachdem Allah that throughout the age is finished. Any of the Bechakiris is possible. Does that mean that we can say with certainty that the Yedis was an Yedis Sheker? Not necessarily at all. We really don't know what the facts are. It's just the din of the Torah that if you have either a Stira in Vedikas or if you have any of the Bechakiris, so the Yedis is Mizbatla. But it's not Mizbatla the Torah's Vaday. What's the biggest Raya? And it's not Mizbatla the Torah's Vaday. You have Edim or Edim Mukhashim. Let's say two Eidim walk into the Beis and say Reuven killed Shimon. Two other Eidim are machish them. What do you do with the first Eidim?
Nothing.
Well, let's say two Eidim walk into the Beis and they end up being an Eidim Debech HaKiris. What do you do with them? Say thank you very much, shake their hands, come back next time. Nothing. They're not Eidim Shachran. They're nothing. Zero. So L'chor Rabbeinu Tam is telling us an unbelievable Kiddush in this sugya. His shot is so remarkable that it turns out that the parsha of Motzi Shemer applies even in a case where we're not even convinced that the Eidus is his bach in the first place, because the Eidus is the Eidus Shekhar in the first place. The classic case of Motzi Shemer that everybody else thought before Ben Adam came along with Eidus Zomimit, that's Pasha, that makes sense. Eidus Zomimit, the Eidus is his bach in the third bach, right? Then I understand why there's a theme of Motzi Shemer, but then at times Kiddush, his name is really called Mishnah, so it's Mishnah,
yeah, by
Eidus Zomimit,
could Eidus Zomimit be Makar Shemer?
You mean can another set be machish to Eidi Hazama?
That would
save the original set of Eidi. Yeah.
That wouldn't be machayev. That wouldn't be mezon.
Is it possible that it's machlok as tannoim, whether or not it's hachash or hazama? Because according to Rabbi Tam's explanation of Shitas Rabbah, so why couldn't Tosas just have said that the case was where he gathered together 23 because he thought he had Eidim to be mazim, but then it turns out that he didn't have Eidim to be mazim, he only had Eidim to be machish. So he said.
The whole thing is about like in the Gemara. That's at the end of the
Sukkah. No, it's the same thing that Rashi explained for Rava. Maybe she does Rava. Yeah.
So the Ran was so bothered with this Rabbi Natan that the Rabbi Natan could have really meant what he found, like he said. The face of Rabbi Natan sounds like you could have a case of Moshe Shemra in the case of Azama. In the case of Achazra, and the case of Lokidno Edusa, all three cases. So comes the Ran and says, no, can't be. Hazama Vadi can have it, that's the classic case of Moti Shemra. Says the Ran, what Rabbi Natan meant to be the Chadish was that if Lokidno Edusa Yafa, then and only then is Rabbi Natan a Chadish that is also called Moti Shemra. But in Achazra, Achazra is no way in the world, even Rabbi Natan could never say such a thing. What's the chilus? What's the slang? What's the ran drawing? Yeah, who saw the ran? Saw the ran? Who saw the ran? What? Oh, so the ran is alluding to a gemara in the second Yevamos in the third part. Comes the ran and says that there's a klal when you have tray. So what's the halacha? two Edom come and say that Reuben owes Shimon $100, and two Edom come and say no, they were there and they saw Reuben didn't. But Reuben doesn't owe Shimon $100. So you have trailer tray. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says the favorite in the third part of Yivam is that uki trail hadi tray uki mamon becheskes markal, that the original owner, the original person who moves up on the money, holds on to the money. Trailer tray. So comes around and says, whenever you have a deal of trade to trade, so you treat it as a suffix, so you're milking the mammon by the original owner, says the Ran, that's exactly what's going on in the case of Moshe Shemra. You have two Edom saying that the woman was Mizana, so that in effect gets the husband off the hook of pain, and you have two other Edom saying the woman was not Mizana, which is in effect the chai of the husband should pay. Just as the Gemara says in the third part of Yivam, it's trade to trade, you keep the mammon by the original Moshe, or the Nami, in the case of trade to trade with Moshe Shemra, you keep the money by the original Moshe. Who's the original Moshe? The Baal. So the Baal does not have to pay the Knas based on the stuff of the trade to trade. That's what the Rad says. Masha Enkin. Then you have a lot. Then you have of Lo Kibnoi Dusan Yofa. So what does Lo Kibnoi Dusan Yofa mean? So it means that we throw out the Eidos. It means the Eidos is in this Batla. So says the Rad, Rabbi Natan's Chiddush is as follows. That whenever we're mevatel the edus b'toras vada, whenever we must b'toras vada throughout the edus, so then halacha says there could be a chiyuv for the husband to pay. The chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is, even though there's a difference between the din of hazama, the case of hazama, so we know for certain that the first set of edim are lying. The halacha declared even with the chiddush of b'toras vada that the first set of edim are lying. Not only is there a dinam of the shema there, but even in a case where we can say for sure that they're lying, but what can we say for certain? We can't say for sure in a case of Lokim and Reduce and Yafa, we can't say for certain they're lying, but what can we say? What can we say for certain? That the Zaydis is bottled, that the Aedis doesn't exist. That for sure we could say. It says in Ran, whatever you can declare that the Aedis is bottled, the Teres Vadai, where it can't be used in any shape or form, so the Chiyah Gavna says in Ran, but then the Talmud Machadesh that there's going to be a Chiyah of Moti Shema. Masha Enke, in the case of Achosha, the Aedis is not bottled. In the case of Achosha, it just means that we're a stalemate, we're a checkmate, we don't know what to do. It's not the Aedis, it's nothing. We have a suffix mammon. We have one Aedis says one way, another Aedis says another way. We don't know what to do with ourselves. So then we have to apply Basa Cheskis Mammon. So the Rad is being the Chalik within Shittus Rabbeinu Tam between Achosha, which is not even a bit of Aedis at all, Masha Enke, Mavu, Kibra, Aedis, and Yafer, that's considered to be a bit of Aedis Lagamre.
We don't
cancel both days. This is, we're going to say in a second, okay? But the other shot is going to sound. This din, by the way, that the Ran is using, this Gemara, the third parent, to limit Rabbeinu Tam, to say whenever you have a chosha, so you have a tray to tray, so we mainly have to go by cheskes mammon. Why is that true exactly? Why exactly do you follow cheskes mammon when you have a tray to tray? So the Gemara makes a fascinating statement in the third part of the Gemara. Anyone learn the third part of the Gemara? The Gemara says when you have a tray to tray, so you go bas acheskes mammon. So the Gemara says that din, when you have a tray to tray, you go bas acheskes mammon, that's not a din of mammon, this type of halacha. That's a din of kol parakula. The Gemara says that whenever you have a tray to tray, so right by a suffix, we're not sure what to do, so whenever you have a tray to tray, you go bas achazacha. Let's say out of the realm of the moment. Let's say you have a shot in terms of Issa Beheta. You have a woman in front of us who's, let's say she's an Ashish. Okay? So the woman was an Ashish. Now, two Adam come and say the woman was this guy. Sure. Two other Adam come and say the woman was not this guy. So what's the difference? What's the Lachman? She's not this guy. So the Gemara says that she's not this guy, but Torah Safik, but Torah's Vade. Torah's what? Torah's Vade. So that's my question in the Gemara. So one day the Gemara says, that tray to tray, whenever you have a case of tray to tray, so that's like a regular suffix called Darakula, so you follow the regular clause when it comes to Chazakha. So therefore, if you have two Edom say she's in Nisgash, two Edom say she's not Nisgash, so you go Basa Chazakha, and she's considered to be an Eshizish, but there is Bahamai, and if someone will be Mazana with her, they're going to be Chayav Nisa. Okay? Masha'inke, the other day the Gemara says, no, that trei utrei is considered to be an unresolved type of a suffix. It's a fundamentally different type of a suffix, and you can't invoke the principle of chazaka to pass in a shalom trei utrei. It remains a suffix we all abide. So therefore, in the two shnei lomim of gasha, shnei lomim of gasha, and someone's mizana with the woman, what will happen to him? Nothing, because there's only a suffocation ish. Well, let's say, another case, let's say you have a woman who's single, and two Eidim come and say she was Mekudeshes, and two other Eidim say, no, they were there, and it wasn't a Shabbat, and she was not Mekudeshes. So what's the difference? So the rest is the same Tizman. But if you hold that you follow Chazak, whenever you have a suffix with Trey or Trey, that's like a regular suffix of Shalot or Kula, so you follow Chazak, so then this woman is Mekudeshes, because she has a Chazkis Penuya, so she's Mekudeshes, she can marry if she wants. At least Menatora, Masha Enkin, if you hold that Trey or Trey is a suffix which is not resolved by Chazak, so then you have to treat this woman as a suffix, which she would of course be a suitor to marry anybody, even on a level of deraita from the suffix. So the Gemara has a whole topic back and forth in the Sefer Yevamos to try to figure out what's the status of trei utrei. The terms that the Gemara uses to describe machlokes are as follows: trei utrei sveka deraita, or trei utrei sveka derabbanan. Trei utrei sveka deraita means that whenever you have a trei utrei, so the Torah declares it to be an unresolved suffix, so chazakas don't help you. That's trei utrei sveka deraita. Whereas trei utrei sveka derabbanan means that the Torah treats trei utrei as a regular suffix; it's resolved by chazakas. But mid the rabbanon, we make a chumra not to follow chazaka. So in the case of the shnei bomush and iskasha, shnei bomush kasha, so mid the rabbanon, we're not going to let the woman remarry. It's a chumra mid the rabbanon. That's the way the Gemara presents it. So the Gemara brings a halacha that how do you know that trei utrei is a type of a suffix that can be resolved based on the rules of chazaka? So the Gemara brings a right from dinim momenim. The Gemara says that just as by dinim momenim shalacha is that shnei momenim that Reuben's have to pay and Shnei Reuben Reuben's part to pay. So the din is that Uku Bamona Acheskasa, that the money remained by the original owner. So who did not mean the Ramah Vesina Heta when they just trade a trade? So in the Torah you follow Chazaka. It's interesting, the Gemara understood that this din, whenever you have a trade of trade, that you follow Chazaka. That's the din in the Torah, that's Bain Vesina Heta, Bain Vesina Mominus, it's in all areas of Halacha. This is Derech Agav. Do you understand this? When you have a trade of trade, that you follow Chazaka? Is there something funny about that? Why do you think one man B'yama didn't hold that way? Why do you think there's one Amora that held that Trey or Trey, you don't follow Chazach? Is there something fishy about following Chazach and Trey or Trey?
He just moves to Chazach. Because
moves to Chazach? How do you move to Chazach?
Because they're being, they're exact, they're, this is exactly against the Chazach.
Yeah, but the other guy's saying this is for the Chazach.
Yeah, but it's not, it's on spot though.
We have something
it's still there.
Your suffix was the Chazach. Now you're saying you're going to go back onto the Chazach?
Suhila and Ksubis. Don't know what Ksubis is, second part. One day it tells you the Tuz doesn't quote. It tells them of a comment, it tells them of a Vasra, it tells them Ksubis left out. There's a famous Shaila that Tuz asks in a few places. It tells that Yuchez, when I was thinking Ksubis, asks a very famous Kasha. Whenever you have Trey Utrey, so two Adim come and say that Reuben killed Shimon. And the second set of Abraham said, no, they were there, and Reuben didn't kill Shimon. So what's the din? So it's a stalemate. You don't believe anybody. So it comes to Zinaeus. Let's believe the second set of Abraham. Why? What did the second set of Abraham have the possibility to do? Migo, that they could have done what?
Maz
in the first set. Anyone recognize that Kasha? Anyone saw that Kasha? It plays in David Chesik Subis, it plays in Merubis, it plays in Babasas. You should believe the second set of Abraham because they have a Migo that they could have done Maz in the first set.
What?
No, so exactly. So believe them, because if
believe
they were lying,
them, believe them that they would have lied. They would have done a better lie. That's Tosafot's question. So there are half a dozen answers to this question. So Tosafot Ksubis kind of leaves out the answer that I want to talk about for a second. Tosafot Ksubis kind of asking is the following text. No, that Migo can't work in a case of trade or trade. Why? Because Tosafot gives the following motto. Let's say two Aiden say that Reuben killed Shimon. And two other Edom come and say, Reuben didn't kill Shimon. That's a question. What if three Edom come and say, Reuben didn't kill Shimon? What if 100 Edom come and say, Reuben didn't kill Shimon? What's the name? What? Still a question. Why? Because what's the call? Trey Kamehameha. The Mishnah and Mach is stuff in Hayden. Well, the Apostle is Trey Kamehameha. Once you have Edom, once you have two Edom, you can't get more. I mean, the more Edom you add, that doesn't, it's no miles, no matter. It's like a chemistry, it's an oversaturated solution. Once you have your. Pretty good, right? Super saturated, good? Gavaldo, okay, good. So, and you have to go to a lot per week. So So comes Taisus and says that have to give a pirush for all the first, for all the second semester guys, all the jokes in the first semester. So the So comes Taisus and says that once you reach a certain limit, you don't gain by adding more age and adding more age and more age. There's a little amount of merit, trade command. So that's a cloud that I heard him say. You can't do mostly biruim. It means once you mevara something to the full extent of biruim as accepted by the halacha, to add more is no malach amayish. So comes Tyson says in the account of the Vas, in the same way that adding more edim will not shake off the other set of edim, can't be mevara the first set of edim. So you'll add on a biruim of amigo. So you add noch a biruim, a noch a biruim, a noch a biruim. So how is that going to help? No malach amayish. Adding on a row on top of two edim is lamalav lamayir. That's the aside of this. And say the following, he said. This din, that treyu trey, we have the pasuk that treyu trey sveik at the rabbanon, which means that min hatori you follow chazaka. So shouldn't that be a violation of this klal of Taisus? Just as Taisus says, when you have a treyu trey, you can't add on a nigo, because the same way you can't add on 108 you can't add on a nigo, because most of it would be ruined on ma'al v'mayrib. So why don't we say the same you said here also? When you have a treyu trey, add on chazaka. What's chazaka going to do? So you have Edom plus Chazacha, big spritz, big deal. On the other hand, you have Edom on the other side. So once you have two Edom, Trey Kameah, how is the added Chazacha going to tip the scales? So what's the answer to this question? What's the difference between the fact that Nigo Taka does not work to support a Trey against another Trey, whereas Chazacha does work to support one Trey against the other Trey?
Nigo's going on the Edom, Chazacha's going on the person there.
It's not on the bureau. What is it? Say it, John. What's the difference between the way Amigo is functioning and the way Chazach is functioning? Why is Amigo can't add on to the Trey Trey? Because the Chazach can add on to the
Trey.
Because Chazach is not a bureau. Chazach is a Dinan Hogo. We said this 100 times last year. That a chazaka, the pashas in chazaka is that when you have a chazaka mekar, the fact that you follow chazaka, it doesn't mean that we're being mevar, that that's what the facts are. We're just saying that notwithstanding the fact that we don't know what the facts are, we don't know what the din should be. Kachna melach of the Torah says by some minutes, special just a call to be allowed to follow chazaka. Finish any discussion. It's a chidush haTorah. It's a din on hav. It doesn't affect the etzem adavar. It doesn't affect the truth of the reality of the situation. Kasha Enchein, and Migo, what does Migo fall under? Migo is a type of a what? Know who remembers? Migo is from yesterday, a long time ago. Migo is a type of a rove. So everybody knows that rove is a what? Everybody except for Shishma Yisrael knew that, everyone except for Shishma Yisrael, everybody knew that rove is a biror, right? So Taisa says in the Bavakam of Elasu, you can't add on a Migo, you can't add on a rove to trade through Mechriya the Suffolk. Because in the realm of Biruin, so most of the Biruin is not acceptable. But Sha'en came to add on the Chazaka. Chazaka is not addressing the Biruin aspect. We talk of life, by a suffix. It's 50-50. One set of Adam say one way, another set says another way. So now comes the Torah and says, whenever you have a suffix, so what do you do? So come where we talk in Malach, it says that the suffix, the three actually is the same as any other suffix. Just as like all other suffixes in the Torah, you follow Chazaka min HaTorah. Well, do not, when you have a suffix, the three actually, you also follow Chazaka min HaTorah. So this is the din. This din of trey to trey, sveikat the rabbanon. This gemara in Yevamos in the third parak, and the gemara says that when you have a trey to trey, so you follow chazaka meikara min haTorah, and you follow cheskes mamon min haTorah. This whole din, this whole deal, this whole razzle dazzle story, this is what was prompting the Ran to make this statement to say that there's no way in a million years that Rabbi Natan could have possibly said that. You can be motzi momo, no pun intended, from the motzi shemra. You're going to make the Baal pay when you have a trade or trade. You cannot make the husband pay when you have a trade or trade. The same way when you have a trade or trade, you can't be motzi momo. You can't be motzi momo from the muksuk in Yavamas in the third parak. You cannot be motzi momo from the Baal in the first practice of heaven. That's the Ran's absolutely blind design says it can't be. When you have When you have any of the Bechakiris, when you have Stephen Bedikas, things like that, okay, so then you can crash, then you can say, all right, since the mice of the Avis is his Batla, so you can make the guy pay 100 shekel. But whenever it's a tray to tray, but the Avis is not dealing his Batla with the Torah's Batla, it's just a Misafik, it's the Snato, you cannot be multi mammon Misafik. That's the Ran you said in Rabbeinu. Anybody know who disagrees with this Ran? What? Who disagrees with this Ran?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam, of course, disagrees with this Ran. I didn't know Rabbeinu, it's unbelievable. The Ran is coming to the point. How could he say such a thing? Who disagrees? Where does it say? How do you remember Rabbeinu Tam being
a say that? Lokivnu or Machish?
No, it's a Machish. There's Machish black and white. Wait, I don't know, he had a different version of Tosis, I don't know, but Tosis is the figures here. Tosis says that about the Huchashu O lo kibnu edusan, a copy actually has kushtu have a comrade. Doesn't the way Tosis, unless the Ran had a different gears on this Tosis, unless it's gears it was about Huchashu di kibnu dilo kibnu edusan, something like that. But if you have the word O in there, it's O is lachar.
O is mamashani, there are two different cases.
Not much going on, very, very strange. What's the beer now? Now that we've convinced, not like the rounds of Shana Rabbeinu Tam, we spent a lot of time defending it, but now that we're convinced that's not true, that Rabbeinu Tam really said it. Rabbeinu Tam said that when the same with Pei Zamish Kalan, Bein Ba Zama, Bein Ba Chosha, Bein Ba Lokim Medusan, how in the world could you make the Baal pay 100 Shkalan? Isn't that a violation of the Gemara in the third part of Yavamas? When you're betray the tray, you're not mighty mama. No? What's the beer?
Hey, this is Baal.
So therefore what? What are you saying? What are you saying beer? Say.
Same thing as when they low kids.
What are you saying? How can it be mighty mama? There's no big difference. The low kid may do some that can cause you to be mighty mama like this. Let's say two of them come and say that Reuven owes Shimon $100, okay? And two other agents come and say, no, Reuven doesn't owe Shimon, and their agents doesn't stand up to questioning of Edom. Right? So we throw out their agents, and then what do? Throw a multi-mum, right? So that means, when you have low kivnu edusan, so I understand what the Ran is saying, low kivnu edusan means that the agents is gone, the Torah is not. Not that we're saying the shakron is the body, but the edus is the spot for the first body. When you have a chosh, the edus is not the spot for the first body. That's only the spot for the first body. How can you be made to your mom with this stuff? What do you say? What do you say in Trillo? Who else is from Trillo? No. No, it's also from Trillo. No, what do they say in Trillo? What's the chidish from Trillo? They don't talk about this. Come on, Rabbi Yudin, he doesn't talk about this on Shabbos. No, what's the story? How can you... On the radio in front of us, how could you be, Mighty Mammon if we're not really sure that the Eidus is Vata?
Isn't it Knas, though?
So if you vote to Knas?
No, he's not. The thing that's Mechuy of the Knas is not the fact that he came out and stated that she was Zona.
So basically, we have to pinpoint this. We have to pinpoint what exactly is the difference between making a guy pay 100 shkolim, even though there's only 50% chance that his edim are really liars, whereas in the case of a regular dinfer, regular sichsuch and dinim avodas, if there's a 50% chance that you owe the money, you don't pay the money. So the answer is the cheres posh. What's the mechayev of motzi shem? What do we need to prove that the guy is a motzi shem? We do not need Edom to prove that he's a Motzi Shem. You know what we need? All we need is to be able to make the following statement. He walked into Beis Din one fine day and brought an Edom who said that his wife was Mezana. We have to knock out those Edom. That's what we have to do. If we're not going to figure out what the truth is. We don't know whether she's Mezana now. But if we could even fulfill his edim, even if it's only a bit of a terasafe, the mice says they don't want to function anymore. So you know what the mechayev of Maitzim Bavim is? Is a statement in Beis Din that your wife is Mezada and you have nothing to back it up. That is the mechayev of Maitzim Bavim. So in the case of pure regular dinim amanis, you need Eidim to be Maitzim Bavim. So when you have two Eidim who say the guy's chayev, two Eidim who say the guy's potter, so the Eidim who say the guy's chayev are not kosher Eidim. It's 50-50. We don't know whether it's a kosher Eidim or not. So whenever you need Eidim to be Maitzi Mammon, so then you need Eidim who are 100% sure that these Eidim are valid. Masha'enkin over here, you don't need Eidim to be Mechayivim. The Mechayiv is that he doesn't have Eidim. If he walks with the Beis without Eidim, then there's nothing. But he has to walk with the Beis with Eidim, and those Eidim have to be not acceptable. I don't care why they're not acceptable. They're not acceptable because they're Huzim, not acceptable because the Huchash, not acceptable because Lokim, and Yusam. And Mammon doesn't make an Eidim. All of those, any one of these scenarios is considered to be the Eidim that he brought didn't make the mark, and the Nehru he's chayav. Even though Klap Nishmai guy, he may really be honest to do this, to be telling the truth.
If he was at Prussia, would he still have his Zaka Eidim?
If there's Hachasha, I mean, the guy with the Ksuba, the guy with the Ksuba, yesterday's issue. That's not going to affect him.
Why couldn't he
still have Eidim Tarech? Therefore, we should invoke that Svar of Eidim Tarech Vesuda Lagabe, the din of the Meas Lonim. Anyway, don't find it. The Gemara never has that. The Gemara always uses that Svar Lagabe, the Chiv Vesuda. So, you want to hear a new guy?
Like, why should he have
to pray? In Chazak, it should still help. Maybe it's Bishlam, it becomes Huzam, so then that's it. And Mamish doesn't have, his mom's going up against Eidim, because his Eidim are Mamish blowing out the rocks. As you get by Hachosh, so it's Taka 50-50, or look if they do send the office Taka 50-50, so why shouldn't the Svara, I mean, you're asking in effect the Kash and the Chubish. I mean, there's a way Rav Enetam is reading Pashas Motashem, and Motashem is Lab Dach and Azama, so how come we don't invoke that principle of Ein Adam Torah to Suda Masida? So it's in the Kodri Rav Enetam is not so big, because Rav Enetam holds that only Svara with Ravana, remember? Right, that's only a svarik subit rabbanan. It's not so bad for him. Interesting. Yeah. So again, so really we have three different possibilities la halacha now as to what is the scenario of Moti Shev and the Chumash. We have the simple pshat that we would have thought that's Ayde Hazama, and the svar being it's only Ayde Hazama can you say that the Eidim are shakranim. So you need it's a lomdish issue here, namely. What do you need in order to mechayev the kuf sloim of Moti Shema? Do you say that we have to prove the Eidim HaShakronim? So the only method that's available to us in Allah to prove the Eidim HaShakronim is Hazama. That's Shita number one. Whose Shita should we call that?
Rashi.
Yeah, why not call Rashi? Does Rashi really say it in Chumash? Anyone know? I just made it up. Does Rashi say it? No, he doesn't say it. Rashi, quick. Rashi, Chumash. Got a Chumash? Rashi is Chumash, he says in Sanhedrin, because he's learning the Gemara, still without Hazama. Right? It's only Rabbeinu Tam who had to got himself into these The Rambam says. The Rambam, when he describes the Rambam, when he quotes the his scenario is Hazama. But the Rambam describes it as being Hazama. So the Pasha, the reason is, why does the Rambam insist that he did Hazama? Because the only method available does not prove that the Eidim are Shakranim. So that's Shita number one. Shita number two is the Rambam's understanding that you don't need to prove that the Eidim are Shakranim in order for the din of Hashem to kick in. What do you have to prove? According to the Ram, what point do you have to get to? You have to get the bitul ha'edus b'teres v'adai. That's all you need. So the only two methods that are available to mevatel the edus b'teres v'adai, one is hazam, and the other is lo kivnu edus and yave. Masha'en kein, hachosha doesn't accomplish that, so there's not going to be a chiv of Moshe Shemra. And the way Taisus is clearly reading Rabbein Tam, even Ayde HaChosha, why? Because what's the criteria to create a Chiyuv of Moti Shemra? You don't have to prove that they're shakranim, and you don't even have to prove that the edus is bottom of the Torah's body. What do you have to prove? All you have to get to is that the edus is not usable. But my son, this edus can't, is not functionable. So my nafkamina, why it's not functionable? Because chazama, achosha, lakivim, doesn't matter. Tapas, the guy who walked into the Beis Din, and he made a statement, he brought aid, and the edim get blown out for the Torah's body, the Torah's suffix, it doesn't matter. Why? If Tachas Edom are not functioning as Edom anymore, that's enough to create a Chiyuv. So there are three different, there are three tracks. When we started out the Sugi by saying, there are three different tracks that the Torah gives us for Bitla Eivus. So we've identified three distinct reasons in the Rishonim, three different Shittas in the Rishonim, as to what is the scenario of Lo Tishevra, and the Lumbus being, what level of proof, of this proof of the Edom, do you need? Do you need a proof of the Shakranim, that's the Rambam? Do you need a proof that they are the Kelam and the Rizvada, that's the Ran? But do you need the Edom will not function anymore? That's also sufficient. That's Tosfos B'Shem Levin. So far, so good. Right? Everyone read the Tosfos. Everyone realized these three different halachim, right? No, Daniel. Yeah, kind of right. It's Tosfos, right? Isn't it there? No. This is right there.
We don't say for any of these that there are Edom that are actually required to be multi-Levin. It's really just happening according to all three of the Mela once the Edom get knocked out.
Right, but the question is, what we have to do to this, to make it happen. First off, shouldn't the strongest of those three? Well, first of all, the one that's actually making a statement about the case, meaning, okay, they say she wasn't. Okay. And the other thing is the fact that Moshe Shema is just justified knocking out the Edus. Is that why Festus uses says that going from 23 to 3 back to 23 is really the same case?
Yeah. As far as the Rabbanan, the laws, and the Torah Rishon. Okay. Good. So far, so good. That which Rabbi Natan extended the din of Motzi Shema out of the realm of Hazama, and the Rambam, and the Rashi, and everybody else, to disagree with the Rebbe Natan. We've been presenting it really from one vantage. The whole nature, the issue, the whole machlokes is how much do we have to be about the Edom? And that's the svar of possibly the Chaz in Hazama and Achosha. So comes the Ran, in the name of the Ramban, and throws in a curveball for the city. Says that no. Perhaps we could disagree with Rabbi Natan and say that there is a difference between Hazama versus everything else, but for an entirely different reason. What's the different angle? The Ramban comes mamash with a different angle in the city. There's another svara, Odi Shlomo, another reason why we have to insist that the Parshas went to shame with Dafka and Hazama, not with anything else. What else singles out, differentiates between Hazama and other Bitla Edus? We emphasize there's Vada, Chakranim, there's Vada, etc. There's a whole different Mahal. What does the Ran say? We saw the Ran. Remember we read the Ran? Where's the Chedish Ran? Quick. Chedish Ran.
It's like his Chedish
Ran. Some Mechudish, huh?
His Chedish Ran is Darai Makam.
His is just Darai Makam. Do you use a paper version of Chedish Ran?
Yeah, I don't have it. It disappeared.
I think it's found so low by John.
I'm going to get it. It's on my list.
Okay. Nobody saw the Maracos? I'm still way ahead of everyone already. Hey, what are we going to do?
It's a short day. Tuesday.
Short day. That's the work at night, Sarah. That's a lot of jokes on Thursday, sure. Okay, what should we talk about on Thursday? Ilu. So comes the Ran in the name of the Ramban and says that the Tams extension of the Moti Shem, the Adam of Hazam is wrong for a different reason. There's a Chof, Amr Chof in the Chishara. When we come off on the Inya Dina Sherbin Tam, Khalaka Rabzal, the Savik Rashizal, like Rashi with me, Shaina Bal Chayame Akas, and Achia Zumo Aiden Dafters. One, the Lo An Sherachamono, Alok Shahavi Aiden Shazim Satakta, the Huzmu, Shahayad Zayim, there's a mistake here, the printer should be Lahorga, Ababasha Huchashu, Shalom Nigma Dina Lahariga, Alpha Pisha Hoysama Shafta Lahorga, Lo An Sherachas. So they don't have the Eidu, Shekiven, Shekiven is on that way to do, so they're in Kilo, Eidu, Klau. You don't catch what the Ramban said? I thought I read it so dramatically. Comes the Ramban and says, here's the Yisid. What's the Mechayev in Matish? What must the husband do in order to be labeled a Matish? Not because he told Lashon Hara against his wife, because he's had a bad story about his wife. Let's say he walks to bathe and says his wife's a bad cook. That's a very ground for divorce, not grounds for Moshe Shem. What does he have to try to do? He has to try to get her killed. Okay, in nominal, he has to try to get her killed.
And then he tries to mouth to the Ksuba.
He's got to try to get her killed. Blood. The guy's going for blood. So he's trying to get her killed. So what scenario could we conjure up that the husband was just about ready to get her killed? He brought an Eidim, and the Eidim became Eidim Zomim. Now, in order for Eidim to become Eidim Zomim, there's a catch. What's the din? What does the Mishnah Makkah say? Eina Eidim Nasa Zomim Achewa, Achimah Adin. Means every case of Eidim Zomim means that the Eidim's Eidus was Niskabla, and they accepted the Eidus, and they were ready to be done to go Goymah Adin based on the Eidus. And then at the last minute, two other Eidim come running in and say, "What, Imanu Ayisem? Can't be your Eidim Zomim." That is the definition of Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim is a very small window of opportunity. My father will just use that phrase: a window of opportunity. Very small window of opportunity for Eidim Zomim. Why? If the Eidim Zomim come too early, if they come before Nigmar Din, what do you do? Throw them out. It's not. Then it's just a chosh. It's nothing. It's meaningless. If the Eidim come after the Nidon is already killed, what's the halacha? Kasher Zoma below Kasher Osa, right? The famous Rasha doesn't exist, right? That's the Rasha the Gemara doesn't have. Kasher Zoma below Kasher Osa. Every kid who goes to sleepaway camp and learns Gemara and says Machas, they always learn Machas every year. They figure that eventually it'll start to sink in. So the first Mishnah Machas, the Rasha says Kasher Zoma below Kasher Osa. There's no such Gemara anyway. It's a different Rasha. The Gemara is a totally different Rasha than that did. But it's cool. The Rasha made that phantom Rasha before some. He even pulled it off. So Kashzav lo Kashzav, okay, fine. So the Eidim Hamazimim come before Nigmar Din, it's too early. They come after the guy's dead, too late. They have to come in that very, very small, there's not that many, a few hours between Nigmar Din, so it's one day, whatever, you have to kill the guy the next day, and all of that. You don't hold him on death row for 20 years. So it's between Nigmar Din and the actual beast of the Nidon that is a partial Eidim Zom and the Shayach. So comes the Ramban and says, if the husband was Matsuliach to the point of pulling an Eidim, and the Eidim were ready proven to be Eidim Zomim, that means that they already had accomplished Nigmar Din, so they were mamish holding, they were about to, they had the, mamish had this, they were holding in their hands, they were about to kill the woman, so then and only then is that called Motishim. What does Achasha mean? Achasha means two Eidim came and said that the woman was Mizana, and 10 minutes later, two other Eidim came and said the woman wasn't Mizana. That's a chasha. What did the husband accomplish? He didn't accomplish anything. He gave the wife a heart attack. He got her nervous. He raised the blood pressure. He wasn't ready to kill her. They weren't anywhere near killing her yet. But let's say lokiv no yidus in yafa, right? Lokiv no yidus in yafa. What? You lokiv no yidus in yafa. What happened? They didn't get up the first base. I mean, they couldn't answer the basic question. So the husband wasn't matzliach. He wasn't even in the pasha being matzliach. So the Ramban says, that's the reason why Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. The reason Rabbeinu Tam is wrong is because only in the case of Nigmar Hadin can you even dream of there being a din of Mighty Shem Ra. So if there's no Nigmar Hadin, so i.e. if it was Huchshav Dikir, so it was Lokim Vedus in Yafa, there was no Nigmar Hadin, so the male does not going to be a din of Mighty Shem.
According to this far, even if she was killed already, you would still be called a Mighty Shem, but on that i.e. Rashi's brush, but nice if she was killed, so that's worse. It's just the fact that he's trying to get take more, so she already was killed.
No, that's there's a cost.
Unless it's a guess, the cost was only if she's still around.
How do all the Mishonim who explain that the entire concept of Hazama is a Svara, it's not a Gezeirah Zakosav, how do they understand the fact that if the Eidei Hazama come too early, then you can't apply it? Because if it's a Svara that they're being made on the people, they're not being made on the Maisa, so then why shouldn't the whole Din of Hazama apply even before the Gemira Sadin? Or did they say? Or did they say?
The fact that the two dinim of the eidus, that's not true even before. That would be true before they come before. The fact that you give the punishment to the original eidim, that's a chiddush that they're going to everybody.
But is it no different than achasha, or does it have the same din as meaning?
It'll be like achasha. It'll be like whatever you want to call it. It'll be the Tzavada even. So everyone chapped what the Ramban is saying, but the reason why we're distinguishing between Hazama and other methods of Bitla Eidos is not that there's something intrinsically different between Hazama and other methods. Like we said at first, like this is a Bitar, this Shakrana Bitar is Vadin, it's only Bitar Sussing, it's only Bitla Eidos. No, it's a Hazama is just symptomatic of something. It's not a sleep, it's a simon. It's a simon. Whenever you have a zom, it's a simon that was already nigmar hadin. So what the real mechayev of Mot Hashem is nigmar hadin. That's the real mechayev, because the nature of the Mot Hashem is the fact that he was trying to kill her. So all in all. So did I present this Ramban accurately? I glossed over something very quickly. I presented three different scenarios. Remember the three tracks. There's Bitla, there's Achosha, there's Lokiv Vedusa, and there's Hazama. So I said, it's only by Hazama where you have the built-in din of Nigmar Hadin. So whenever you have Hazama, there's Nigmar Hadin, then there's Mother Shema. By Lokiv Vedusa in your office, so by definition, there was no Nigmar Hadin. What about Achosha? You can have Achosha after Nigmar Hadin, right? So what would the Ramban say about that? If you're going with the Ramban's Mahalach, that it's not a fundamental difference between Hazama versus other things, but rather, what is it? It's just the issue was the Nigmar Din was his own Nigmar Din, so you could theoretically have a Din of Motzi Shem Rabbi HaChashra. So what's the answer to that? The answer is, this is the Ran, the four and the Ramban is continuing what he said before in the Das Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran and the Ramban didn't believe that even Rabbeinu Tam said you can have Motzi Shem Rabbi HaChashra. HaChashra was never even in the ballpark of discussing a din of Moti Shemra. Why? Because of what? Remember, who remembers what? Why did the Ran say that even Rabbeinu Tam would never say such a crazy thing? There should be a din of Moti Shemra by Achasha. Because of why? Because the Gemara Yevamos is a fair trade. You can't be Moti Mom Misafik. So the Ramban wasn't addressing that issue. The Ramban at the end is comparing and contrasting between Lokivno Yusen Yavah in contrast to Hazama. The Ramban wasn't even talking about the issue of Achasha. Achasha wasn't even in his ballpark. Wasn't even in his lexicon. So don't push it. There's not going to be a din of Edom Zomim when it comes to Hachosha. So in effect, what the Ramban is saying is that going back to the three tracks, there's only Edom Zomim there's only Moti Shemra by Hazama. There's no Moti Shemra by Hachosha. There's no Moti Shemra by Lokiv Leidusan. But for two totally different reasons. They're not at all the same reason. The reason why there's no din of Moti Shemra by Hachosha is because it's only a Safek, because you can't do no Moti Mom Misafek. And the reason why there's no din of Moti Shemra by Lokiv Leidusan is because every case of Lokiv Leidusan, by definition, is a lack of Nigmar Hadin. Okay? So they're two totally different reasons. Okay? So far, so good. What assumptions are Ramban making? So, you think it's all these winters that I remember falling before I turn 0 degrees to take my bottles of water, I take 5,000 bottles of water in my trunk. So you think I remember taking that?
Keep them in a locker.
What?
You keep them in a locker. Keep them in Alex's fridge.
That's true. Last time I had a locker, it was? Last year I had a locker, first of all.
Okay.
1982. Okay, that's my first year in NYU. That was the first year that I spent $3 on a locker. After that, I did it fast.
They charge money for that?
$3, huh? $10.
$10.
The good old days.
Okay.
You do it. No, what's the assumption of the Rabbana? What's the assumption of the Rabbana? I'm not making a Kabbalistic assumption here. You're making one assumption. He just compared him, just contrasted Adam Zoman to Lokibne, the son of the Islamic Mahadin. The Ramban made a phenomenal assumption about the nature of Metzi Shemra.
He's the four partners of Metzi Shemra to see himself.
What do you say? What do you say? What do you say?
He's the four partners when someone comes to say something. Even though it's not Marjid, there's still Metzi Shemra that he's established. Even though they didn't say, okay, we still look for all these of his atheists.
So what you're trying to say, we're going to make believe these things. What is the Mechayev Metzi Shemra? Why is this guy have to pay 100 shekels? What a very did he violate? So you get, every Metzi Shemer really has two aspects to it. Classic Metzi Shemer. Number one, he's a Baal Lashon Hara, he's a Metzi Shemer. He said bad things about his life. That's number one. And number two, because he almost got her killed. Those are two separate events. Those are two different things. You could say bad things about your wife, like I said before, the example of she burnt the shul. Okay, so that's one possibility. She burned up water in the shul, right? And they ran out of water. So that's one possible. You could be Metzi Shemer on her, but that's not going to get her killed. And then you can come to Beis Din and say something else. You can come to Beis Din and say that your wife is Mechal Shabbos and bring Eid and say she's Mechal Shabbos. There are different aspects of this particular Avera that he's doing. So the Ramban assumes that the Parsha, the fact that he's saying bad things about his wife, it's no okay. So we will not give this guy Shlishi. He doesn't listen to the Chofetz Chaim's Shmir Saloshon. So he's not going to, we're not going to invite him to say Musa Shemuz in the base marriage. He's not a very nice guy. He's not a real Baal Musa. And then again, that's not enough. He's Mechayev a guy from a Shkol. And he's trying to kill somebody. And then you get a Knas and Meir Shkol. So the Ramban says that Kol Zman, with that aspect of being just about up or close to killing her, is absent than the Knas and Hadash Shkol does the same. That's the Ramban's entire issue. That's in effect what you're saying is questioning. One, maybe the Ramban totally misread the Parsha Metzi Shemra. Maybe the reason why the guy is chayim and motzi shemer is because he was a motzi shemra. That's it. Now, to be motzi shemra without any edim at all, that's not enough to be mechayim him. But when you come to Beis Din and you bring edim, because zap kataramani, you drive the whole world crazy and saying such terrible, horrible things, you embarrass your wife publicly, saying she was mizana. Even though there was no way in a million years this ever would have resulted in her death, because the edim didn't get past first base, because they were machish each other, and the first question that Daniel asked them, maybe that's also considered to be included in Metzi Shemra. The Ramban is making a tremendous, tremendous assumption about the nature of Metzi Shemra.
Is there no first Gemara that says exactly what the Chiyuv is for Metzi Shemra?
Not exactly. Not as much first as we'd like it. So, what is your question? What's funny about the Ramban? How does this push the Balabach to cash on the Ramban? The Ramban is picking on the Gora and Lahorga font.
And the name is Motzi Shemra.
Yeah, don't we call the guy Motzi Shemra? No. What does the Torah say? Where do we get this phrase, Motzi Shemra?
Ki Motzi Shemra
al Basilaza. Like, the Torah doesn't say, Ki Goram Lahorga. No, it does say, Yanshua Sam Neakeh Asaf. Venasu Aviana Ara. Ki hotzi shemra hal b'sulas Yisrael. Doesn't say ki od ma'at paragosa. The Ramban is very machidishik. It's a phenomenal chidish, this Ramban.
The Eidus not regrets on the ground. It's not embarrassing to him. The Baal looks like a fool. He making a whole big deal, and his Eidum got knocked out of their second, so it's not embarrassing to her. Everyone knows.
Yeah, but that's not what the Ramban says. The Ramban doesn't say that it's a sheer and hotzah shemra. He doesn't say that. Just in case you didn't catch that, the Ramban says, "Lo anchei achamad elchei hegi eiv shezidat mahuz mosheya lahorga." There's a tremendous chiddush shemra. So the Ramban himself is bothered not with my kasha about the truck and the chumash and the name of the shemra. The Ramban's bothered with the din. What would be a good litmus test to see whether the Ramban's right or not? You have to, in order to prove whether the Ramban's understanding of Motzi Shemra is right, or whether our knee-jerk reaction to Motzi Shemra is being more the Lashon Hara angle rather than the Resicha angle, so you'd have to concoct a scenario where what? Where a guy is Noichishem, he says terrible things about his wife, and it's not Shaykh to kill her. It's not Shaykh. He can't get away, he cannot kill her. There's some technical quirk that he can't kill her. What would the din be? So if the parasha of Hashem would apply under these circumstances, what would Allah be? That would be a dead giveaway, no pun intended, that the nature of the din is not the Gur Maharga, but the nature of the din is also Hashem.
Baba, would have can't do Misa.
What?
Baba, they don't have Moses, they can't do give Misa.
It's an even better case. Simple case, even the good in the Chumash itself. Moses Shemra al Hawa. Aktana, that's a good case. I would have thought that myself. Moses Shemra al Aktana. What's the deal? So the Chumash, that should be the perfect Chumash test. Because you can't, even if they're telling the truth, she's not going to be Misa. On the other hand, you're telling terrible things about her. What's the deal? That will be the ultimate test whether the Ramban is right or not. So what's the din? So the Gemara says the Feirish that Moti Shema Laktana is Petura. Right? So this is the Feirish. Moti Shema Laktana is Petura. So it sounds like the Ramban's in very, very good, excellent shape. So comes the Ramban and asks on himself from this Gemara. Fine. Comes the Ramban and says, continuing Iran, the only problem is the Gemara needs a pasuk to tell you that Moti Shema Laktana is Ptura. So the Ramban asks in the Gemara, that Gemara which could have saved him was the greatest raya, he turns it around his head and he says, no, he's intellectually honest, says the Ramban. It's not only is the Gemara not a raya, to me it's a kash against me. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that Moti Shema Laktana is Patur? Isn't it Tosha, she's Patur after all? Didn't everyone read the Ramban in Sanhedrin of Ches, where it's the favorite that the nation of the din of Moti Shema is Gur Maharga? So if you would have asked me, I would have stopped right now and I said, Ramban, please, we're going to help you. Don't get us into trouble. We're trying to help you. What would I have said? I care. Luke, how can you turn this cash into a curse?
That's exactly what I said.
That's the nature of the Chiddush HaTorah. It means the Torah comes and throws this din at us. Mamash from left field. The Torah says, Moti Shema Laktana is Pum. It's not the Moti Shema. Moti Shema Laktana is Pum. So Yesh Lachor. What's the nature of this din? Moti Shema Laktana is Pum. Or Idi Kadeh Stam Exeris HaKutzabiyama. Like all the other moons, Exeris HaKutzabiyama and Kol Torah. Exeris HaKutzabiyama doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't tell us anything fundamental about Moti Shema. With Hilchos Moti Shemra, it's a what? It's a din prati. It's not a din klali. It's a fake din klali. It's not a din klali about Moti Shemra. It's not telling you some razzle dazzle, phenomenal, unbelievable chiddush about Moti Shemra. It's telling you a very limited, detail to the detail. That Moti Shemra, like Thomas Potter, don't ask any cash, it's one. That's it. If that's the Pshad Exeris HaKosov, then it's Stam Exeris HaKosov Yav Moti Shem HaKtana, then the Ramban is tough stuff. It's a really, really bomb kasha. So how can it be? Why does the Torah have to tell us this detail? Isn't it obvious that it's Potter? Because after all, he's not Gurim Harga. And maybe you could say, no, Moti Shem of this Exeris HaKosov, Moti Shem HaKtana Potter is telling me the fundamental, this is where it's all at. This detail is Megala on the entire parasha of Moti Shem. This little tucked away detail, Moti Shem HaKtana Potter, is Megal to us that the nature of Moti Shemer is Gor Maharga. And since the nature of Moti Shemer is Gor Maharga, the Nela we can be Mechadish, all kind of new razzle dazzle in it. The Moti Shemer therefore only applies to Hazama because that's Gor Maharga. It doesn't apply to Lokiv Noidusan because there's no Gor Maharga. We can extrapolate from that din of Moti Shemer HaKtana Potter. So for some reason the Ramban didn't want to do that. For some reason the Ramban was more convinced that the nature of the din of Moti Shemer HaKtana Potter is Exeris HaKosov. And he turns what we thought would have been a riot into a kasha himself. So why did he exert the kasha? Shouldn't it have already been subsumed under the category, under the general din that the nature of the din of Moti Shem is Altgar and Maharga? That's the Ramban's kasha. So again, so the Gemara assumes itself is not a kasha. We could have not only asked the kasha, we could have used this as our entire support. But the Ramban didn't do that. So now you have to understand, according to the Ramban, to talk about the din. So the Ramban wants to stick by his guns, what he's saying here in Sanhedrin Daf Ches, that the whole nature of Moti Shemra is Gur Maharga. He wants that to be true. He's not willing to be loyal on that. It's Gur Maharga, that's the Mechayev. Therefore, it doesn't apply to the people who do so. It's only a din by Hazama. So on the other hand, he has to explain. So why did he exert a kasha of motzei shemer al ketan? So comes the Ramban and says that Motzei Shemer L'Ketana is closer in halacha to Nigmar Hadin L'Hariga than the Lokiv Noi Yusin. Why is that? The fact that you can't kill a Ketana is a technicality. It's a very, very tangential issue. But in terms of what he accomplished, he basically got the ball rolling to the extent of what? That she was holding her being killed. And then they never couldn't put her to death because she's only 10 years old. That's a side problem. So that's a small technicality. But in terms of the level that he pushed the issue even to the point of Nigmar Hadin. So it didn't get to that point of Nigmar Hadin. That's what the Ramban says. I don't understand what the world of Ramban's talking about.
Can you say that? That when you're in Nigmar Hadin,
The Ramban's Yisrael, the only time there's a din of Motzei Shemer is by Nigmar Hadin. Right? What's the nature of that? Why should that be so? Why should it be that that's the din? So one of two ways you can understand. Either you can understand it because the nature of the din of Motzei Shemer is the Gorim Laharga. That's the pshat. Because he was Gorim Laharga, so you need Nigmar Hadin to be Gorim Laharga. Or pshatna. It's not the Gorim Laharga. That's the Mechayev. You know what the Mechayev is? The Hotzah Shemer. Because after all, what's he called? A Motzei Shemer. That's the Motzei Shemer. Nigmar Hadin is a what? You use the perfect word. Is the shear, you know, is there, do you use that word?
Those are your words.
My words, yeah. That's the shear, I thought I heard it somewhere. That's the shear of Hotzah Shemra. That means if I was Motzei Shemra, you know, there are rumors. You know, sometimes I tell a story about somebody. I say something bad about somebody. You know, I say it once, I say it privately, but sometimes I'll say it in front of a few people. Sometimes I'll say it up at shul and I'll say something bad about somebody. Sometimes I'll put it into the newspaper, I'll put it on the worst of the newspapers, I'll put it on TVX shows or something, and the whole world's going to read about it. So like, there are dargas of being mepharsim things. So when I'm mepharsim something, when I push the issue so far, so if I was Motzei Shemer and I brought Eidim in and somebody said before the Eidim didn't get 5 minutes, the story was done, just finished, it was all over. Okay, so I did a 20% of Hotzah Shemer. If I was Motzei Shemer to the point that the Eidim weren't targeted and the Eidim were accepted, and now Beis Din said we should really kill you, we're ready to kill you, that's the point of Hotzah Shemer. Now, the fact that Lamaisa Beis Din didn't kill the person was either because Tachadei was saved to the last minute, because the Eidim HaMazim came in, or Beis Din realized, hey, we can't kill this person, she's only 10 years old. Those are technical issues. So that means the guy did the damage. He reached the shear, the saturation point of Hotzah Shemer. The Ramban is minded that you don't really need Gori and Laharga in the sense of that the nature of the Aveira is the Gorim. It's not like Eidim Zayin is, but the nature of the Aveira is the Gorim Laharga. But so that would be true that you're really honest to goodness need the Gorim Laharga, so then what the Ramban is saying about Ketana Mamash makes no sense. And there's no way whatsoever to defend the difference between Stana and Lokiv Neidusin. It's the same thing. Here there's no Gorim Laharga, here there's no Gorim Laharga. So, Chorchach, what the Ramban is saying, is that Nigmar HaDin is also, is this symptomatic, is a raya to the level of Atzah Shemra. So if you had a certain degree of Atzah Shemra, once you reach the threshold of Atzah Shemra, even though Lamaisi you never really got to kill the person, once you reach a theoretical Nigmar HaDin, that's the Mechayev. That's the level of Atzah Shemra that's required to be Mechayev you the Me'ah. That's the Yisrael of the Rambam. So the Rambam... The Rambam was mechadish to us that Motzi Shemra is limited to Hazama, cannot possibly apply to Lo Kivlo Edusa and Yafeh, because you need Nigmar HaDin. That's an absolute, you need Nigmar HaDin. How to understand why you need Nigmar HaDin? So it can be understood in one of two ways. Either you can understand the way we wanted to understand, that it's because the nature of the Aveira is, what we thought the Rambam was saying at first, that the nature of the Aveira is really Goram Harga. How do we do the Gemara about Katana? So forget, the Gemara Katana says greatest Raya for the Rambam. So we'll call that Ramban number one, even though the Ramban himself doesn't know that way, but it's what the Ramban could have said, should have said, would have said, but the Maizah didn't say. That the chiluk between Hazam and Mokim Hedusan is the nature that there is Goram Baharga, that's true. And Mokim Hedusan does not have Goram Baharga, and Katana does not have Goram Baharga, and that's the reason why there's no Moshe Shem in both of those cases. Or Ramban number two, which is ultimately the pshat that Ramban does accept, is that no, Gemara Din is not really the Tama Dover. Gemara Din is just a Hokhocha that you reach the Shear of Atzah Shemra. So by Katana you reached it, by Lokiv Nedusan, you didn't reach it. Let's just put things back into perspective. Let's just see if we can wrap things up a little bit in terms of today. By saying, three different possibilities to what the scenario, what is the case about the Shemra? What did you do to the Eidim? So you mevatel them based on Hazama, we mevatel them based on Hakasha, we mevatel them based on Lo Kivnu Edu Sen Yofi. So we thought, the Svar, the Rambam, the Rashi, and our Sujit, the back to Rashi, everyone who doesn't learn about Tamash Pshat, in effect, holds like this, that no, the Din is only by Hazama. The whole Din of Moshe Shem is only by Hazama. And we said the Svar of Pshuta is that it should only be by Hazama. Because only by Hazama can you say that there was a level of Sheker beyond the question. That the Edom Shekaradim, Gemurim, 100%, and we said, either because of the Chiddush HaTorah of Eidim Zomer, or because of the Svar, whatever the case is, but only the Eidim Zomer can really honestly say that they're Eidim Shekhar. That's one possibility. Then, we had Ravina Tam. Ravina Tam said, no, that we're extending the Parsha Motzi Shemra even outside of the realm of Eidim Zomer. How far do we extend it? So we thought, Taisa says it extends across the board, it extends to all three different cases. Whereas the round of Shah Rabbeinu Tam, Kiryas Rabbeinu Tam, whatever Pshat Yan Rabbeinu Tam, then no, it only applies to Lo Kivnu Edusa, it doesn't apply to Achasha. What prompted the round to be machalic between Achasha and Lo Kivnu Edusa was that Gemara Yevamos, to which we responded that in the Lav Dafka, that even though in the case of Achasha it's still only a bit of Edus Matara Safek, maybe a bit of Edus Matara Safek is enough to kick in the Din of Moshe Shemra. So that was the original Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, and the others were Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer. Then we have the Ramban, who's coming in with a whole new Mahalak, where the Ramban is saying maybe we should limit Moshe Shemra only to Hazama, not to Lokivna Edusan, not based on what we said before, that only by Hazama is it Bada Shakranim, but for a different part, that only by Hazama can you really say that there was a Nigmar HaDin, Mashenken Lokivna Edusan, there was no Nigmar HaDin. So that new Chilik of the Ramban, that you need Nigmar HaDin to create Moshe Shemra, you can further understand in one of two ways. Either you can understand it based on that it's a real Din of Gora Maharga, and that's what the Din of Moshe Shemra Katan is all about, that's why you're Potter, because Kol Zman about the Gora Maharga, see you Potter. But we said that the Ramban Gufa doesn't hold that way, because the Ramban was bought with the cash of the Moshe Shemra Katana. So we said, Akkoach, the Ramban is saying a new word, that the Din of Nigmar HaDin is just a shear in terms of the Atzah Shemra, and you reach that shear in the case of Moshe Shemra al ha Katana, and you don't reach that shear, but it's Lokiv Nedus in Yof. So basically, those are the, about, I don't know, different permutations, about four or five different permutations. Either you hold, like the simple shot that Moshe Shemra only applies to Hazama because of that's when this Shakranos Lagamri, or you say it only applies to Hazama, that was incredible, or you say it only applies to Hazama because only by Hazama you have Nigmar HaDin, and that's the only case where you have Karam Harga, or you say it only applies to Hazama because only by Hazama if you have Nigmar HaDin, which is a shear of Atzah Shemra, that's a three shot and so on, Or you say that Adam Zalman applies, say Shem Altishem applies both to Hazama and to Lokibnu Aydus and Yafa. That was the Ran Bidas Rabbeinu Tam, was talking before. Or you say the Altishem applies to Hazama, to Lokibnu Aydus and Yafa, and to Hakashra, which is in effect places Bidas Rabbeinu Tam. So we have five different Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rishonim plus ourselves, we'll count ourselves as Rishon. Different permutations in the Rishonim to explain what is the scenario of Altishem, which ultimately all revolves around our Sidon. Okay? So, as we always conclude every Shia with, so when you read the Gemara, right, Jonathan? So you saw the Gemara, you saw the places, you saw the Ran. Everyone figured out, right? Draw a simple chart, five different Mahalchim in the Sidon. Okay? We don't finish. Hopefully tomorrow we'll continue the Ran's last shot. And then see how this relates to a couple of other things.